Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a raw top loop in Ableton Live 12 and polishing it into something that feels clean, emotional, and totally ready for a sunrise set. We're aiming for that jungle and old-school DN beat energy, rolling, warm, wide, but still controlled. When I say top loop, I mean the higher frequency drum layer. So think hats, shakers, rides, ghost hits, little percussion details, maybe even some snare texture. This part of the drum mix is a huge deal in drum and bass, because it gives the track motion, sparkle and lift without fighting the sub or the kick. And for the sunrise vibe, we do not want it to sound harsh, brittle, or overcooked. We want it to feel open, nostalgic, a little dreamy and still punchy enough to keep the groove moving. So let's build this step by step, using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices, in a beginner-friendly way. First, choose a good loop. This matters more than people think. If the source loop is already messy, too noisy, or full of low-end junk, you'll spend the whole time trying to repair it. Look for something with clean transients, a nice hat pattern, some swing, and not too much rumble. Drag the loop into an audio track. Turn warp on, and for drum loops, start with beats warp mode. That usually gives you the most natural result for percussion. If it's a more tonal loop, you could experiment with other modes, but for top loops in DNB, beats is usually the safest and most musical choice. Now, before you add any processing, do a quick gain check. This is a beginner tip that saves a lot of pain. If the loop is already too loud, pull the clip down a bit first. If you process a loop that's hitting too hot, EQ and saturation can make harshness worse very fast. So give yourself some headroom. Now let's clean it up with EQ8. Put EQ8 first in the chain. Start with a high-pass filter somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. For a top loop, that low end is usually just taking up space. A setting around 220 Hz is a solid starting point that keeps the loop out of the kick and bass zone and instantly makes it easier to mix. Then listen for any boxy buildup. A gentle cut around 300 to 600 Hz can help if the loop sounds crowded or muddy. If there's harshness, especially in the hat range, look around 6 to 10 kHz and make a small cut if needed. And if the loop feels too dull, you can add a tiny high shelf around 10 to 14 kHz for a bit of air. The key word here is tiny. For this style, we're not trying to make the loop ultra bright. We want soft shine, not glassy fizz. Next, add drum bus. This is one of those devices that can really bring a loop to life. It can add a little weight, a little glue, and a little attitude. But with a top loop, subtlety is everything. Too much drive and those hats will get nasty fast. Too much crunch and the top end can become brittle. So start gently. Try drive around 5 to 15%. Keep crunch low, maybe 0 to 10%. If you want a touch more snap, you can raise transient a little. And usually, for top loop, boom should stay off or very low. We're not trying to make this top layer feel like a kick drum. What you want to hear is that the loop feels a little closer, a little warmer, and a little more finished. It should feel less like a plain sample and more like part of a real record. After that, add saturator if the loop still feels too clean. This is where you can get a little bit of that tapish warmth and old-school harmonic density. Try drive around +1 to +4 dB, and keep soft clip on. If you want, you can use the dry/wet control to blend it in more like parallel processing. Somewhere around 30 to 60% can be a nice range, depending on the loop. Listen carefully here. You're not trying to distort the loop. You're trying to thicken the hats, smooth the shakers, and make the whole thing feel more musical. If you start hearing hiss, spit, or brittle top-end fizz, back off right away. Now we control the peaks with a compressor or a glue compressor. Top loops often have sharp little spikes. A compressor can keep those under control, so the loop sits better in the track instead of jumping out randomly. If you use compressor, try a ratio of 2 to 1 or 3 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's usually enough. If you prefer a glue compressor, that can give you a smoother, more cohesive feel. Try 2 to 1 ratio, 10 millisecond attack, auto release or a short release time, and again, just light gain reduction. Here's the big rule. If the loop starts feeling flat or lifeless, your attack may be too fast or the compression may be too strong. We want the transients to breathe. That little tick and snap is part of what keeps the groove alive. Now we add movement with auto filter. This is where the sunrise emotion really starts to happen. A top loop can feel magical when it slowly opens up over time. Put auto filter after your dynamics and saturation, and use it to shape the energy. You can start with a low-pass filter or band-pass if you want the loop to feel more focused and filtered at the beginning. Then automate the cutoff so it opens gradually over 8 to 16 bars. That gives the feeling that the drums are waking up with the track. This works especially well in a sunrise arrangement. Start a little darker, then slowly bring in more brightness and air as the tune develops. It's a simple move, but it's incredibly effective. After that, use utility to manage the width. A lot of beginners widen things too much because it sounds exciting in headphones. But in drum and bass, mono compatibility matters a lot, especially once the kick and bass are in. So use utility to keep things under control. Try width around 80 to 120%. If the loop is already wide and messy, pull it back to 70 to 90%. If it's feeling unstable in the low mids, keep it narrower. A little width is great for hats and ambience, but the center of the mix needs to stay solid. Now let's create space with returns. Put a reverb on a return track, not directly on the loop, and keep it filtered. A decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds is a nice range. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds can help keep the transient clear. Also use a low cut around 300 to 500 Hz and a high cut around 8 to 12 kHz. That keeps the reverb spacious without clouding up the mix. You can also add echo on another return track for a bit of rhythmic width or dreamy sparkle. Keep feedback low, maybe 10 to 25%, and filter it so it doesn't clutter the low end or get too bright. For a sunrise vibe, delay can often work better than huge reverb because it keeps the rhythm clearer. The loop stays emotional, but it doesn't turn into a wash. If the loop feels too rigid, now is a great time to add swing. Open the groove pool and try a swing groove, something like an MPC style 16 swing if it feels right. Apply it lightly, maybe 10 to 30%. You don't want to destroy the timing. You just want to nudge it into a more human, old school pocket. And if one or two hits are popping too hard, edit them manually. Lower the clip gain on a single hat, or nudge a hit a little earlier or later if needed. That little bit of imperfection is part of the jungle feel. Don't quantize the life out of it. Now think about how this top loop sits with the rest of the drum kit. Even if you're only working on the top layer, you have to imagine the kick on 1 and 3, the snare on 2 and 4, and the break layers filling in the spaces. If the top loop clashes with the snare, reduce a little around 2 to 5 kHz or lower the loop volume. If it fights with other hats, make one loop the main groove and another one just a quiet texture layer. And that's a really important coaching note. A top loop should feel like part of the atmosphere, not just something that's louder and brighter. If it sounds exciting in solo but tiring in the full mix, it's probably too much. If it disappears completely, it may need a bit more upper mid presence or some harmonic thickness. Let's talk about arrangement for a second, because this is where the sunrise emotion really comes alive. In the intro, keep the loop filtered, narrower, and a little more washed out. In the build, slowly open the filter. In the drop, tighten it up and reduce the reverb so it feels more direct. In the breakdown, bring the space back. And in the final section, you can widen it a little for extra lift. That kind of movement makes the drums feel like they're evolving with the track, which is especially powerful in jungle and DNB. A simple rule you can use is this. Every 8 bars, change one thing. Open the filter a little. Remove one shaker hit. Add a short delay throw. Pull the loop out for half a bar before a transition. Small changes keep the loop alive. Now, if you want a little more character, here are some advanced ideas you can try later. You can duplicate the loop and make a parallel shine layer. High-pass it more aggressively, add extra saturation, widen it slightly, and keep it lower in volume. That gives you sparkle without ruining the core groove. Or you can make a parallel dirty layer for more authentic jungle texture. Add a bit of distortion or bit reduction. Cut some of the very top end, and tuck it in quietly underneath. That can bring in a rough, old-school character. You can also use tiny extra textures like vinyl noise, room tone, or a very quiet shaker layer. Keep them high-passed and subtle. You should feel them more than hear them. That's often what makes a loop feel alive. Here's a quick practice exercise. Import a top loop at 174 BPM. Warp it with beats. Add EQ 8 and high pass around 220 Hz. Cut a little around 400 to 600 Hz. Add drum bus with around 8% drive and boom off. Add saturator with about 2 dB drive and soft clip on. Add compressor with light gain reduction. Add utility and set width to about 90%. Send a little signal to a reverb return. Then automate the auto filter cutoff over 8 bars. After that, compare two versions, one raw and dry, and one polished and emotional. Listen to which one feels smoother, which one grooves better, and which one feels more like it belongs in a real DNB mix. So to wrap it up, the goal of this whole process is simple: make the top loop support the kick, snare, and bass, while adding motion, sparkle, and sunrise emotion. Clean with EQ, blue with drum bus, warm it with saturator, control it with compression, move it with auto filter, keep it stable with utility, and use reverb and delay sparingly to create space. The best top loops in drum and bass are not just bright, they're alive, they breathe with the tune, they lift the energy, and they keep that jungle spirit intact. Keep it tight, soulful, and rhythmic, and your sunrise set will glow.